Hi, I'm Tom Newell. Welcome to Family Sports Life Today. We're bringing together parents, coaches, and athletes to talk about having a better sports experience, better family connections, and a better sports life for our kids.
And I'm Coach Guy Perry, and whether we're talking about elementary, middle school, or high school sports, whether you're an experienced coach or just getting involved with your kid's team, Family Sports Life Today is the place to talk about sports and learn.
Hey, Guy, this is a shout-out to all these new coaches this spring and summer.
A shout-out?
A shout-out.
Okay.
We want to remind them, okay, what they need to do each practice and even carry over into games, okay? And so I call it the five simple reminders for each practice.
Okay.
One is?
Smile would be good.
Well, I sure hope they smile quicker than you respond. Why is that important, do you think?
Oh, it helps with enthusiasm. It's all positive. I mean, smile is something everybody can relate to and has in common.
Well, absolutely. Especially if a kid's had a bad day at school, all right, and he's having a bad hair day. I had many of those. That's why I don't have much left up top. But the thing that I've always found with kids, and even my pro players that I've worked with, is that when I greet them with a smile, it disarms a lot of, you know, angst, you know, anger, frustration that they may have had getting there. Mom was late getting them, or dad was late getting them to practice. They may have forgotten, you know, to bring their bat or whatever, and they're mm-hmm. distracted. But being able to greet and smile them is just really important.
Yep.
Which segues into that process of greeting each player. I just think, you know, as a volunteer coach, we work, you know, with adults in the working world, and sometimes we forget that we're teaching and coaching kids in youth sports, and absentmindedly forget to greet each player upon arrival when they appear on a field, you
right.
know, or at the pool, wherever it may be, where we're coaching. You know, I try to remind coaches that kids take pictures of everything they see, all right, and they record everything they hear, positive or negative. Then basically, you know, because their modalities of learning are uniquely different than their peers or teammates. So I think it's very, very important. I call it VIR, to learn each player's name the first day. What do you think about that?
I think learning people's names when you meet them is one of the most underrated things that you can pass on to somebody going forward. Because you get into a social situation, you get into a community, you get into work situations, you want to remember names. So when you go up to somebody, you associate a face with a name, and you can immediately connect with that person. I would also add to greeting each player, if you're a tall coach, kind of like Tom and myself, and you're coaching young kids, get down to their level a little bit when you greet them. You know, bend your knees a little bit, get some effort into the greet. Because if
That's
you're standing
point.
Above them about
yeah.
10 feet high, they're still That's a little bit intimidated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And there's not a real confidence level that emerges from having a towering, overbearing.
Right. You want to stay away from neck injuries too, because that's a liability. You don't want to.
There you go. Third is make your drills for skills fun. I'm a firm believer that, you know, each kid has their own piece of equipment. You know, I say in basketball, each kid should have their own basketball,
yep.
you know, and make it a point. If a kid shows up, doesn't have a ball, then the coach should always have, you know, an extra ball or two
exactly.
In a bag that kids can practice with, because it's like Linus's blanket. You know, it just gives them that sense of security and allows them to be able to release a lot of tension and frustrations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because, if, you know, one thing I do know, ages 7 to 12, when kids don't have fun practicing, then they lose interest, okay? And they make mistakes, they lose confidence. And ultimately, because it isn't fun, they don't want to play anymore. And mm-hmm. on the back end of that is when mom or dad picks them up and asks them, you know, well, how did it go today? Oh, I don't know. And they wonder, well, what happened? Nothing. And there's no dialogue. There's no exchange. And a lot of that can be related to having a bad practice. And so if you make your drills for skills fun, whatever that may be, okay, I think that you're going to help the kids understand how important it is, okay, to repetitively go over the things that are being taught, okay, fundamentally,
mm-hmm.
practice those on your own. But, coach, you got to make it fun for them, all right?
Right.
What is number four? in this list of five simple reminders.
Keep your practice simple.
That's right. Why should we keep practice simple?
Because you have short attention span theater with kids.
What'd you say?
Short attention span theater.
That's what I thought you said.
That's where they're always at, is short attention span.
Yeah, the other thing about keeping practices simple is that it's really important for a coach to visualize at lunchtime, okay, instead of reading the newspaper, doing the crossword puzzle, or getting his shoe shine, is to visualize what he's going to do in that practice regimen. Fading the players that are going to be there, and maybe he knows players that aren't going to be there, which again is a responsibility of the coach to communicate to the parents how important it is that they email or call the coach and leave a message whether the their son or daughter is not going to attend that practice session. It makes it so difficult sometimes for a coach to have successful practices and carryovers into competition when the players don't show up, when the participants don't show up.
Right.
So I think it's just very, very important. You know, sometimes I think coaches make kids' sports very, very difficult in an application because they try to bring in things that they heard about or that they saw, you know, at a Mariners game. You know, they saw a double steal. And so they're thinking about, oh, I could do that. Or they saw a play that the Sonics ran, you know, to get Ray Allen a 3-point shot. And yet the coach doesn't have one kid, you know, that can even get the ball to the rim.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, envisions being able to draw that play up, you know, at the spur of the moment, you know, in a timeout, you know, 1 minute timeout. And all the kids are thinking about is when the game's going to get over with and if they're going to Dairy Queen or McDonald's, you know, after
right.
the game. So it's just very important that you do keep it simple. The last part of the five reminders that we are sharing with our coaches out there and our listeners is reflection. I'm a firm believer of bringing the players together and the participants together at the end, all right, to reflect on what we learned, okay, as a group. Individually and as a group. And I think that when we take the time to praise their effort, okay, and to recall certain individuals that did outstanding demonstrations, okay, to help others, all right, in the application of what was being taught.
Right.
You know, it makes everybody leave on a positive note. What are your thoughts on that, Guy?
Well, again, I think it's a very undervalued and underrated to get the kids together at the end. It keeps them engaged at the end of the practice. And the other thing that I like about it is if a kid has had a bad day, but he's been hustling, that's the time you can make that eye contact with him and say, "Hey, Tom, I really enjoyed watching you hustle today. It really made my day."
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden they feel like the best kid in the gym because of what you told them. So
yeah, that's good. Anytime you reflect and touch the minds and the confidence of each player participant, they will always come away with a good feeling and reflect themselves to their parents when asked the question, "How was practice tonight?" And the child answers, "It was fun. Coach calls me by my first name and he said I really did well in front of the other players. We learned new things and you know, yeah, I struck out, but I also made contact with the ball. Yeah, my times weren't very good when I was swimming, but at least I was able to touch the other end of the pool." And so he told us not to worry too much about, you know, little things, but to concentrate on the fundamentals, practicing on our own, as it will take time to learn and develop that part of our individual skills. So, Guy, in summary again, we talked about the five simple reminders. You just want to go over them?
Sure. Smile. Greet each player, make your drills for skills fun, keep your practices simple, and reflect at the end of every practice.
Well, that about wraps it up for this session here, and we really appreciate our listeners and members joining us again on this wonderful opportunity to reflect on family sports life today. If folks listening out there have a question or comment, we're at 206-202-6224. That's 206-20-COACH. Our email address is familysportslifetoday@gmail.com. familysportslifetoday.com.
And please visit our website at familysportslifetoday.com. You can listen to this program online or subscribe and download it to your iPod or other MP3 player. If you subscribe, you will automatically receive future episodes. Thanks for listening and have a great Family Sports Life today.